Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, June 29th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We're back preparing this again from our home studio here in our home office in rural Mount Joy, Pennsylvania. Today's message is titled, Rich Reward for the Faithful. I think we chuckle there because we were considering a title called Richly Rewarded Confidence, but we decided to title it Rich Reward for the Faithful, based upon two scripture texts, Psalm 12, verse 1, and Hebrews 10, 35 and 36.
Help, Lord, for the godly man ceases to be, for the faithful disappear from among the sons of men. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what He has promised.
David expresses himself in the first daily text in a way that we might also in our own day. His cry for help is directed to the Lord. Notice he states, "Help, Lord." His observation was that the godly man ceases to be. Well, David grew up during a time of great moral and spiritual apostasy. Certainly, Saul's reign was not marked by spiritual revival or consistent obedience to God. It transitioned from the period of the judges, which itself is summed up with the phrase, "Each man did what was right in his own eyes." However, at that time, as there is today and throughout all of human history, there was a remnant of God's faithful followers, such as the prophet Samuel.
Well, thank God for those who remain faithful followers of Jesus Christ in our own day, faithful ministers who preach God's word in an uncompromising manner, dedicated laypersons who live out their faith before an oft-scorning world, married couples who take their marital covenant seriously, parents who raise their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, and church communities that continue to gather together, as the scripture says, forsaking not the assembling of themselves together.
Today's second verse is a great truth for our listeners to memorize. We all deal with different temptations and issues in life as we seek to remain faithful to Christ. The believers addressed in Hebrews were facing persecution and were tempted to go back to their old way of life. Perhaps part of the temptation was that in doing so, they might have thought their persecutions would ease. There are many believers today under similar circumstances.
But going back to the old way of life remains a temptation in varying degrees for all believers, although for different reasons. For many readers, it may be the busyness of life, affluence, the persistent barrage of godless secular teaching, family pressure, and other issues we confront daily that lull us into complacency or pull us back into the world.
One that I have noticed is the heavy load that so many people bear as they overcome the consequences of many years of disobedience to God. It might be tobacco or drug or alcohol use, sexual immorality, or indebtedness due to wasteful spending. Turning to Christ does not immediately negate these long-term consequences of past sins. Though some receive miraculous deliverance, most will endure weakenings and temptations that require diligent prayer and daily overcoming.
The enemy of our soul may persistently murmur, "What's the use?" and tempt us to just throw away our confidence and simply give up. Sadly, Stephen and I know some who have done just that, and most likely our listeners also do. A major theme throughout Hebrews is, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. The word translated hold firmly is in the present active and conveys the ongoing need to actively participate in this holding on to our faith.
Which, of course, is what faithfulness is all about. But note the promise in the daily text. It's a great one. We've been blessed by it often, and we've committed it to memory. It states simply, so do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. any earthly rewards pale in comparison to the eternal rewards our Heavenly Father bestows on the faithful believer. May the Lord's present and future promises strengthen your faith today and fill you with anticipation for the future when you will be richly rewarded.
Let's pray together. Father, you lead us through the valleys and mountaintop experiences of everyday life. Your ways are far superior to the path we might choose when guided by our own limited wisdom. We're so grateful for the strength and encouragement we receive from our brothers and sisters who bear our burdens and share in our joys. When considering the choice of walking faithfully with you or turning to our old way of life, we join with Simon Peter, who weighed the options and declared, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." Amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining us today. A message on our hearts. Yesterday I preached on bitterness in the church we serve, and perhaps there will be some messages coming on that topic as well. But today, just a simple call to remain faithful, to stay true to our Lord. I had a kind of chuckle in the latter part of the message. You may have heard a loud noise. It was a piece of, I believe, farm machinery driving by. We live out here in the country, and it seemed like it was getting louder and louder. And I think Brooksine jumped up thinking it was probably pulling into our driveway and shut the door. It was not, but it reminds me of last week we preached a message, or it may have been a couple weeks, we shared a message over the internet here from our home. And while we were doing so, we were talking about airplanes, and lo and behold, an airplane flew over us. We were heartened that one of our listeners commented, and listened to it several times, she said, that she heard the airplane and thought that was kind of interesting. Well, I don't recall that the farm machinery had anything to do with the message, but it's part of the informal, purposefully non-professional nature of our work. We try to do a good job, but we make no pretense of being in a fancy padded studio, so no telling what you might hear in the background as we share these messages. Well, we have a photo up today, a photo actually I took a couple years ago and like to periodically use, it came out so well, of the willows, about a half mile from our home along Donegal Creek, a beautiful scene. In fact, if you click on it, it actually will enlarge and makes a wonderful desktop screen, along with some scripture that I placed beside it. We do have one song we suggest today, a song by Brian Dorkson that fits well, stating, "Today I choose. Today I choose to follow you." And that's the decision we need to make each and every day, a decision to follow the Lord.